Spirit, which also performs its work in you who believe. You see, there's the changing of the person's life now. If the Word really is in you and you really accept it and you really receive the Word of God as the Word of God, it performs its work within you. Watch this. For you, brethren, what? Became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you also endured the same sufferings at the hands of your own countrymen, even as they did from the Jews. You looked at the Judean church and said, if they can do it, by the same God who lives in us, we can do it. And is there anything wrong with looking at a church in Boston or Central Park or Palo, California or anywhere else to say, if they can do it by the same Word, by the same God who lives in us, so can we. But you'll have to change your life to do it. Meetings that go late in the evening? Meetings that are in the early morning sometimes? Discipleship partners? Prayer lists? Quiet times with God's Word? What cultic doctrines lurk? Who did you invite to church? Who are you to ask me that question? Well, how's he doing? I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Cain asked the same question after he murdered Abel. Passage says that they, the Thessalonian church, to the churches of Thessalonica, the church of Thessalonica imitated the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. And because of that, what's the result? And if we imitate the great faith in our own personal lives, that was in the personal life of Timothy and Paul, what will we receive? But the same reward. Remember that passage I referred to very often before about Paul says in the end of 2 Timothy, I fought the good fight and I finished the course, I've kept the faith. And in the future there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Well, then I want to imitate him. And not only to me, but to all those who have loved his appearing. His what? His appearing. His example, his living example. His challenge that he gave is not who have loved his appearing in the second coming, but who loved the fact that he came. He gave us a living example, even in his death and his resurrection. And then you go back, as a church, what can we hope to benefit? As an individual, we get the righteous crown laid up for us in heaven. A crown of righteousness. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, we'll go on to see what it produces for an entire congregation, because there is fruit for an entire congregation. Something comes to mind, though, before we look at that. Passage comes to mind in Hebrews. I believe it's Hebrews chapter 13, yep. Hebrews 13, verse 7. I like the way this is put. Still, on the individual basis, somebody says, I don't know if I can do it. Hey, listen, if that turkey can do it, so can you. I mean, unless your mom dropped you on your head more times than his mom dropped him on his head, you can do it. And if that's your problem, you don't have to worry about it anyway. Okay, you get to heaven on a baby's ticket. But if that's not the case, you can get to heaven the same way Paul did, the same way Timothy did. And following the example of Christ Jesus, so many people want to talk about grace. Unconditional free gift. That's not the definition of grace. Grace is free gift. Somebody says, well, if you put conditions on it, it's not free. Oh, yes, it is. If you say, I want to give you a car, all you have to do is promise to change the oil and make sure there's plenty of antifreeze in it. Keep it vacuumed and clean and change the spark plugs every 10,000 miles, and as long as you do this, you can have this car. Is that a free car?
Sure is. Well, not as far as I'm concerned. If I'm going to get it free, I don't have to do nothing.
Well, you place your own definition on the grace of God, then. Because my God says that you must live godly in Christ Jesus. You must walk in Him and walk according to that example that you have in us, Paul said. And that's good news. Because not only does it tell me that I can do it, but that I can actually see what He did and the way He did it. And not only Him, but now God authorizes that you follow other people's example, even today, living people who are walking in the pattern that we have, that we can see in Paul and Timothy and others. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, it says, remember those, or closely look at those, examine those, keep in mind those who led you and spoke the word of God to you. And considering the outcome, the results of their faith, or their way of life, imitate their faith. You see how the faith, their faith, and their way of life are the same. And if somebody says, I have faith, but I'm not changing my life, they're a liar. And the truth is not in them. He says, you look at the outcome of their way of life, the way they live, and imitate that faith. Imitate it. What's the outcome of these people who speak the word of God to us? Do they have more peace and purpose? Those who have spoken the word of Christ to you, those that are following in Paul and Timothy's example, do they seem to have it on the ball? Do they seem to have it together and know where they're going, where they came from, and what they're doing here? Well, consider the outcome of the way of life and the peace that they have that passes understanding in this world, and imitate their faith. There's the passage which commands you to do it. And now what's the result for us even as a church? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning of verse 6, you also became imitators of us. What does it mean to imitate? What does it mean to do an imitation?
Just do what they do.
Just do what they do. Do just like them. They go this, do this, you do this. Someone says, no, that's hypocrisy. I guess if you don't want to do it and your heart's not in it, yeah, but what if your heart's in it and you want to imitate and you want to be like them? Is that hypocrisy? When a son puts his daddy's hat on and puts his daddy's shoes on and his daddy's jacket there and he stands in front of the mirror and goes like this. I remember I used to put my dad's Navy uniform on, you know, and trip all over the place, but I'm in the Navy. And when I joined the Nautical Cadets, I was 9 years old. I was in it from 9 till 16. Blue Jackets, cadets. And I'd stand there looking real sharp. I'd look at my dad's Navy picture. Was I a hypocrite? As far as I was concerned, I was in the Navy. Anchors away. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, you see. If you're imitating us and of... See, the Lord's not left out of this thing. If you're imitating the Lord... If I'm imitating the Lord and you imitate me, are you imitating the Lord and us? Yeah, that's okay. Don't imitate me in my sin, but imitate me as I imitate Christ. That's what Paul said. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit. So that you became an example. That is something to be imitated, by the way. An example is something to be imitated. That's the definition of an example. Something to be imitated. You became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And not only that, for the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that there's no need to say anything. What he said is you became imitators of us and the Lord. The result of that was that you became a fantastic example for people in Macedonia and Achaia to imitate. And because people imitated Now they became a fantastic example to be imitated. The word went out even past there, to every place. So that according to Colossians chapter 1, verses 6 and 24, the word of God was spread throughout all creation. To every creature under heaven in the first century, already. That's Colossians 1, verses 6 and 24. The result is church growth. Not only here, but throughout the Northeast. Not only through the Northeast, but throughout the United States. Not only throughout the United States, but in every place. So there's no need to say anything. I mean, it's obvious. It's just old news. Old news. I'm glad that God has told me I need a living example. I'm also challenged that God told me that I have to be one. Turn right around and be one. Does that put pressure on you to change your life to follow an example? Or does it put even more pressure on you to be an example? Why do some people fall away? They don't have the faith, obviously. What does it take to change your life? But I love Jesus. I love God. Well, that church down there, they try to tell you how to run your life. Well, you can go back to some denomination if you want, but they won't tell you how to run your life. But the Lord's true church will not only tell you the right way to be saved, but they'll tell you the right way to stay saved. And not only tell you, they'll show you. And they'll only show you, they'll demand that you imitate them. And you'll receive the same thing if you remember those that speak to you the word of the Lord, considering the outcome of the result of their faith. Right? And you'll be searching for and reaching for the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, has laid up for not only for Paul, but for all those who love his appearing. The right way to be saved is to confess that not only that Jesus Christ is Savior, or Christ, but that Jesus is the Lord of that life. That you are no longer living to yourselves, as Bill shared with us today in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5. He died for all, therefore they who live should no longer live for themselves. And if you don't, you're living for Jesus. You don't have any problems with anybody telling you how to live, run your life, as long as it's from the Word, right? No problems. So if I got a problem, someone didn't die. See? And when somebody says, who are you to tell me how to run my life? How well I know I need to work? Whether or not I need to tell the truth? Whether or not I need to help somebody here or there. Whether or not I need to pay my bills. Whether or not I need to do anything. Whether or not I need to stop cursing. Whether or not I need to share the message with somebody. Whether or not I need to read my Bible. Whether or not I need to pray more often. Who are you? I'm just somebody following Paul's example. I'm following Timothy and other examples as they follow Paul's example as he followed Christ, who was perfect as his heavenly Father was perfect. Why, you got a problem with that? I don't know if I can do that. Say you don't know if you want to do it. But don't say you don't know if you can do it. My Bible promises you can. And so does yours. You can do it. It's all up to you. Today, if you need our prayers for strength, if you need to make a determination to start practicing what they practiced, that's the answer. You practice what you see in them, and the God of peace will be with you. You probably need peace. And if there's any turmoil in your life, it's because you're not imitating Paul. When you look at the Apostle Paul's life and what he went through, And he says, imitate our faith. Imitate my faith and the God of peace will be with you. And you look at Paul and you say, you gotta be kidding, Paul. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I spent in the deep. I've been in frequent journeys and dangers from rivers, dangers of robbers, dangers from countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, and dangers in the wilderness, dangers in the sea, and dangers amongst false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure, and apart from such external things, there is daily pressure upon me for concern of all the churches, but I had peace. That's the peace which passes all understanding. You can take Paul and the God of peace will be with you. And you'll know the secret of peace. You'll be able to rejoice in the sufferings and the sharing of the sufferings of Christ Jesus. If you'd like to become a Christian today and begin that imitation of the life of Christ and begin it now, today, and determine to stick with it for the rest of your life. If you need to recommit your life and begin walking more in the pattern of Christ Jesus that He left for us in His life, the pattern that you have in faithful brethren. If there's any way that we can help you, we'd ask you to come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation. Song 169, is it?